Thank you all for participating in our earnings conference call for the second quarter and first half of 2019. I begin the presentation with the highlights of the first half of 2019. On July 31st, 2019, we celebrate our second year as a publicly held company. We are very happy with our achievements during this period. This first half of 2019 was another big step for IRB. In 2 years as a publicly held company, our market cap went up from 8.5 billion reais in July 2017 to over 30 billion in June 2019, with our shares appreciating 267% in the period. Given our stock's liquidity and traded volume, we have been listed in the capital markets major index, both the Bovespa and IBX 100, MSCI, and FTSE. Our first big achievement refers to our ownership structure. We are now a full corporation. This increases the liquidity of our stock, driving governance improvement and efficiency and agility in our decision-making process and approvals. These changes derived from two successful follow-on offerings. First, in February, the FGEDUC fund managed by Caixa raised 2.5 billion reais. Now in July, the federal government and BB Seguros raised a further 7.4 billion reais, bringing larger shareholders to our base, of which 71% is allocated in foreign investors. The federal government and BB Seguros were able to sell their interest because the change in the Brazilian Private Insurance Board and SUSEP that allowed it for publicly held companies in the insurance and the reinsurance industry, which is our case, to become a corporation with diluted controlling stock. In other words, we have become a corporation which should make our decision process faster. However, without a controlling shareholder or block, we had to improve our governance, such as by having committees made up of more senior members and extend the term of mandates of both the board of directors and the executive office to 2 years and beyond, adopt a succession plan to prepare our new future leaders. Another highlight was the upgrade by a specialized rating agency, AM Best, which raised our rating from A- to A in a global scale. The upgrade by AM Best, which is the largest and oldest global rating agency in the insurance market, will enable us to do business with a more international insurers, since some of them requires an A rating from trade partners. We are also proud of the institutional investors' recognition, including Best CEO, Best CFO, Best Investor Relations Professional, Best IR Team, and Best IR Program in the financial institution category. The awards came in a year when we dedicated our best efforts to the market with 2 follow-on offerings, our listing in the Bovespa, and our intense participation in national and international conferences. We also ranked the second in the website Analyst Today and Best Governance Practice categories. IRB was also the winner of the Best Listed Companies ranked in the Revelation category, created by InfoMoney in partnership with IBMEC and Economatica. The award revealed the companies that went public in the last 3 years based on 3 criteria: profitability, stock performance, and corporate governance practices. Our results show we have been on a continuous growth track. In the first half of 2019, written premium rose 24% compared to the first half of 2018, totaling 4.1 billion reais. Another highlight was the international written premium, which grew 40%, reaching 1.8 billion reais. And our net income of 738.9 million reais represented an increase of 37%. In terms of return on average equity, ROAE, there was an increase of 8 percentage points from 30% in the first half of 2018 to 38% in the first half of 2019. Our CFO, Fernando Passos, we will now continue the presentation discussing in further detail our results for the second quarter and the first half of 2019. Fernando, please.
Thank you, Cardoso. Good morning. I will begin on slide number 3. Here you can see our net income and return on average equity. The orange graph to the left shows that our net income increased by 35% from 287 million reais in the second quarter of 2018 to 388 million in the second quarter of 2019. Return on average equity rose by 6 percentage points from 33% in the second quarter of 2018 to 39% this year. We had some relevant drivers that were important for us to achieve this 35% increase in net income during the second quarter of this year. First, a 22% growth in written premium, a 18% growth in earned premium, a 19% growth in underwriting results, and more efficiency with the reduction in administrative expenses ratio of the company as percentage of earned premium. On the following slides, we will discuss in detail these figures. Here, on slide number 4, we show the history of our overall written premium by quarter. In the second quarter, our written premium increased by 22% compared to the second quarter of 2018, achieving 2.4 billion reais. Written premium in Brazil increased by 14% in the second quarter of 2019 compared to the second quarter of 2018, achieving 1.4 billion reais. To the growth of the domestic market itself. This improvement was mainly due to the new contracts executed in the period, mainly in the oil and gas, property and life segments, following the economy's rebound. On the other hand, written premium abroad increased by 35% in the second quarter of 2019. Compared to the same period of last year, achieving 975 million reais in the second quarter of 2019. This growth was sustained by our increased share in existing contracts and the weighted average appreciation of 6% of the dollar exchange rate in the second quarter of 2019 compared to the second quarter of 2018. Our strategy in the international market is to seek business opportunities, mostly in South America, focusing on business lines we specialize on, such as aviation, life, and agribusiness. On slide number 5, we will talk about the dynamics of our retrocession cost. Our retrocession ratio remained stable at 28% in the second quarter of 2019, compared to the 27% ratio reported in the same period last year. Even with the premium reimbursement to the retrocessionaires due to the use of retrocession protection in the period, As long as the premium effectively written during the year of 2019 gained a greater proportion as a percentage of the company's total written premium, when compared to the premiums written in previous underwriting years, the company's retrocession costs will show a greater reduction, since the retrocession contracts applicable to the year of 2019 have proportionally lower retrocession costs when compared to the previous years. Slide 6 shows our retained premium in the second quarter of this year, which increased by 20% when compared to the same period last year, achieving $1.7 billion in the second quarter of 2019. This growth was driven by the rise in the written premium in the period. On slide number 7, the graph shows the historical figures of the constitutions and the reversal of technical provisions relative to written premium. You can see that in 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018, the provisions were formed in the first three quarters of the year, followed by an average reversal according to the historical numbers presented here. It is important to remember that the technical provision is used to retain values that are the result of an increase in our retained premium in order to prevent all their values from being taken prematurely to earned premium and consequently to our underwriting results. Over the policy's coverage term, depending on the performance of the business and the term for the risk to expire, this provision may be taken to earned premium and, consequently, to the underwriting result. Now, on slide number 8, we can see that our earned premium in the second quarter of 2019 increased by 18% when compared to the second quarter of 2018, achieving 1.4 billion reais in the second quarter of this year. This growth was driven by a higher premium written in the period. On slide number 9, we show our loss ratio performance. Our loss ratio went from 57% in the second quarter of 2018 to 53% in the second quarter of 2019. However, the loss ratio measured by OCR, outstanding claims reserve, went from 53% in the second quarter of 2018 to 65% in the second quarter of 2019. This growth was mainly driven by claims report in the agribusiness segment, both in Brazil and abroad. So, in nominal terms, the OCR, outstanding claims reserve, went from a net constitution of 622 million reais in the second quarter of 2018 to a net constitution of 900 million reais in the second quarter of 2019. As we had largely mentioned during the fourth quarter of 2018 and the first quarter of 2019, this likely rise in claim reports would be materialized in the second quarter of 2019, being adequately and previously captured by the company by using the IBNR component, the incurred but not reported losses. Therefore, the IBNR recorded a net constitution of 196 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2018 and a further net constitution of 67 million reais in the first quarter of 2019, achieving a total net contribution of 263 million reais in this 6 months. Therefore, now in the second quarter of 2019, IBNR recorded a reversal of 158 million reais due to the claim reports received by the company in the second quarter of this year, and that were adequately registered as OCR in the second quarter of this year, which generated, though, the reversal of the correspondent IBNR previously constituted at the time, given the development of the contracts. Our retrocession program proved to be effective this quarter because it minimized more severe impacts on our retained loss ratio. As you can see, we recovered 515 million reais in claims from our retrocessionaires related to the quarter, compared to the recovery of 156 million in the second quarter of 2018, according to note number 25.4 to our financial statement as of June 30. It is worth noting that in the second quarter of 2019, there was a specific reimbursement of a significant amount in the aviation segment, according to the note number 25.2 to our financial statements as of June 3rd of this year. This specific reimbursement derives from an accident with a Brazilian airline company in 2007, but the amount retained by IRB in this case was of less than 1% of the total claim amount paid at that time. So, the same movement that caused a reimbursement revenue also generated an expense, the payment of the reimbursement to the retrocessionaires, according to the note 25.4 to our financial statement. So the effect on our result is basically almost zero. In this slide 10, in order to illustrate better about the IBNR provisions, we prepared this graph in which we demonstrate the dynamic of the constitution and reversal of the IBNR component over the last 3 quarters and the year-on-year comparison with the corresponding quarters. This graph shows exactly what we said in the previous slide, that is, in the second quarter of 2019, IBNR recorded a reversal of 158 million reais due to the claim reports we received in the second quarter and that were recorded by OCR in the period, that generated a reversal of the corresponding IBNR previously constituted at the time, given the development of the contract. As you can see, the loss ratio measured by IBNR for the last 3 quarters is a recurring 3% when we consider the total net IBNR constitution for the last 3 quarters compared to the overall premium earned in the period. On slide 11, we will talk about our underwriting results. The underwriting results achieved 354 million reais in the second quarter of 2019, an increase of 19% when compared to 296 million reais achieved in the second quarter of 2018. This growth was driven by the increase of 22% in written premium, which was higher than the rise in retained claims. Slide 12 shows our administrative expense as percentage of earned premium, which remained stable at 5% in the second quarter of 2019. Such performance confirms our commitment to increase the efficiency and to improve profitability. On slide 13, you can see our consolidated financial investments, including the parent company, subsidiaries, and branches, achieving 184 million in the second quarter of 2019 compared to 177 million reais in the second quarter of 2018. The consolidated performance of the management of financial assets of the parent company, subsidiaries, and branches was 121% of the CDI in the second quarter of 2019. In the second quarter of 2019, the exclusive fixed income investment fund, IRB Absoluto, had total assets, sovereign bonds, of almost 3 billion reais. In the period, the fund's profitability was of 1.71%, or 112% of the CDI. IRB's proprietary portfolio had assets of 2.8 billion reais as of June 30 of this year. And the most important asset group was post-fixed sovereign bonds. The average daily balance of the financial investment portfolio, except for the real estate portfolio, was almost 6 billion reais in the second quarter of 2019. Now, I will ask Cardoso to proceed to his closing remarks.
Thank you, Fernando. Before I close my presentation on slide 14, we want to discuss our guidance for the full year of 2019. Just to remind you, given the last two follow-on offers, one in February and the other one in July of 2019, our board of directors decided at an extraordinary meeting to discontinue the disclosure of the guidance for 2019. At the same time, the board of directors also delegated to the executive officers the decision of analyzing the possibility of resuming the guidance disclosure. Therefore, on August 5th, the executive officers decided to resume the disclosure of our guidance in the material facts stated in the CVM yesterday, having increased its estimates related to the written premium growth compared to the year of 2018. The previous estimate was a growth of 17 to 24% in written premium compared to the year of 2018. And now the estimate is a growth of 20% to 27% in written premium compared to 2018, confirming our expectation of a premium growth of 2019. The other indicators remain at the same, or in other words, an amplified combined ratio ranging from 69% to 73%, and our administrative expense as a ratio of earned premium ranging from 4.6 to 5.2%. I also highlight two other events that we consider significant for the company's growth in the coming years, which we announced yesterday night. The partnership with a C6 bank, a digital bank, and the sign of a subscription form with B3i, in which IRB will be partnering with a major global insurers and reinsurers to develop InsurTech projects. The operating reinsurance agreement with the C6 bank and its affiliates provides that IRB will be the leading reinsurer on the credit life insurance business generated on C6 platform for a period of 10 years, proportionally with IRB reinsurer with 85% of the business generated and the insurer with 15% retention. The agreement also set rights for IRB on a similar basis to the credit life insurance segment for other business lines, except for health, auto, and dental lines. The deal does not include payments by IRB beyond the reinsurance commission on a market basis. This deal is part of IRB Brazil Re's wider strategy to sign partnerships with Brazilian and South America fintechs with value propositions similar to the company. The other highlight is the partnership with B3i. The B3i is one of the main global technology development initiatives for the insurance and reinsurance segment, including the registration of these transactions through a blockchain platform. The subscription of 8.92% of the B3i shares position put in IRB as the only company in Latin America alongside the leading global companies of reinsurance. The interest of in B3i's share capital will allow IRB Re to have the right to appoint a member to the company's board of directors with a relevant involvement in B3i's strategic guidance. B3i currently has 9 board members. In addition to the recent highlights mentioned, the outlook is encouraging, especially due to the following facts. The increase in the subsidy announced by the federal government to help farmers pay the rural insurance, for an amount that reaches 1 billion reais in 2019-2020 season. The amount available in the last season was 371 million reais. The second aspect, privatization transactions by the Brazilian government involving airports, highways, railways, and ports, which led the acquirers to contract more robust insurance and reinsurance policies than those contracted by state-owned enterprise, and ongoing process to choose partners for the bank assurance business, which could pave the way for new operations for insurers and reinsurers in Brazil. Finally, our nearly 380 employees remain fully committed to the challenged targets, but the ones that can be met or even exceeded, even more. Because all employees participate in our profit-sharing program, which is linked to meeting 100% of the targets. We now close our presentation and open the questions and answer session. Thank you all.